Hey, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about the death of live events.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about the death of live events. What exactly do we mean by that? So I'm not saying that events are all going to die, live business events and live training events and so on. But what is happening right now is a transition away from live events and real life meetup events just for the sake of real life meetup events. For things like knowledge transfer, it's definitely changed, and we've seen this, we've noticed it because of the pandemic. And also, you know, our training courses, we sell a lot of training courses these days, and who would have thought we turned into a training course company, but we have. We generated a lot of income from creating training. And what we find, or what we have found, is that people actually want more training, but what they don't want with the training is all the fluff that goes with that. And what I mean by the fluff, you know what I mean by the fluff. Well, you know, you go to a training course and then there's stuff on mindset and stuff on NLP and stuff about goal setting. And don't get me wrong, all that stuff is really valid and really important and so on. But if you want to know, let's use the property sourcing training that we've got. It's our best-selling training course. If you want to know how to source property, you don't want to do goal setting. You don't want to do mindset. You don't want to do NLP. You don't want to do high fives and you know, dancing and getting excited. You don't want to do all that. You want to go and you want to get the information that you've signed up for. That's what you're after. That's what you've paid your money for. And so when we talk about the death of live events, those other type of events, there's still a place for that. You know, if you're going to a happy, clappy, high-fiving kind of live event, these still happen, and I've been to several myself, and you're doing your goal setting and you're in a situation or an environment where you're able to share your goals and your challenges and what you're going to do to overcome them and all that kind of thing, you know, there's definitely a marketplace for that. But the two shouldn't be confused. If you're looking to run an online business and you've got a particular skill set and you're very good at a particular thing, there's nothing wrong with you packaging up that particular thing and putting it out on a training course for people to buy. Because this is one of the other things that happens as well. You know, if I want to learn how to be a property sourcer, let's just say, do I really want to have to go for 2 days of my time and surround myself with people who are happy clappy? And like, for the introverts amongst us, and it turns out I think I'm heading towards that more than being an extrovert, for the introverts, they don't want to go and do that. They just want to sit at home on the laptop, on the phone. They want a piece of information, they want to learn how to do something, then want to go off and implement it. And there's a space for that in your marketplace, whatever industry you're in. We've literally just come off a phone call with one of our clients, and we've got a live event, and I'm like, don't run a live event. Move your training onto small, bite-sized videos that people pay for as one training course, but it consists of these small, bite-sized videos. Most people think that when you do an online training course, you're going to record an hour of you speaking. That's not what happens. And that's also not what people want. It's 2021. When was the last time you actually watched a film where you didn't pick up your phone and check your messages? Like, never. When was the last time, unless you're in a cinema maybe, because we're still, you know, it's frowned upon in cinemas because it's all dark. But certainly when you're watching Netflix at home or whatever it is that you're watching, I know you're on your phone. You can't watch a webinar without being on your phone. Like, I'm the same. It's just who we are these days, 2021. My attention span is just dreadfully small these days. So we know this. So why are we making it hard for people? Heck, in live training events, people are still on the phones. And I'm not saying that you don't go to live training events, and I'm not saying that you don't run live training events. What I'm saying is that you use the right event for the right purpose. If your purpose is a transfer of knowledge, then a training course is perfect for that. And you can even separate it. So you can have a training course for this, a training course for that, and a training course for something else. So you have three separate training courses, and people can buy the training that's valid for the specific thing that they're looking to solve. Awesome. If you're running a live event and it's happy clappy and it's mindset and it's NLP and it's not just about knowledge transfer, obviously there will be some knowledge transfer, but I'm sure you've been to these events. they're used as motivational events, they're used as inspirational events, they're used as networking events. There's definitely a place for that type of event. For sure, there is a place for that type of event. But also, you've got an opportunity now to move some of the stuff that you used to do from live events and put them into a training course. And one of the main reasons for doing this is that how often can you run a live event training course? Like, once a quarter, maximum? But if you create yourself a £27, £150 training course instead, you could sell one a day, every day, for the rest of your life. You know, I woke up this morning, a £27 richer, and I still get giddy and excited at making those type of sales. And, you know, what we should have done, we haven't done. We should have a £7 product, we should have a £150 product. We haven't done it, we've just been busy doing other stuff. The digital marketing agency has taken more resources than we expected, and that's fine. But this is what you should be doing. You should be going out, creating these training courses, these micro training courses, where you're making even £5 or £20 or £100. Awesome, but you're doing it every single day. You're not having to wait and market to get a once a quarter event. You can still do those, but also if you're going to run these smaller events, these smaller training course sales, then the people that are buying them are much more likely then to buy the one-day or two-day events, because they already know what they're going to get and who you are and what you're about. So look, I hope that's useful. I'd like to know what you guys think. Just pop it down in the box down below, or come and join a Facebook group, come and have a chat about it. And we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Laughter. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.